Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of modern technology.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow tech enthusiast, here to ask all the questions you're thinking at home. Today we're tackling a big one, building a modern monitoring strategy that actually works. So Alex, where do we even start with this?
Great question, Jamie. Monitoring is like the nervous system of software operations. Without it, you're essentially flying blind, unable to detect issues or understand user experiences. It's not just about having a bunch of dashboards, it's about actionable insights.
Actionable insights? So not just numbers and graphs going up and down then?
Exactly. It's about knowing what to measure, how to measure it, and most importantly, how to act on it. Let's break it down into the core components. Metrics, logs, and traces. Think of metrics as the quantitative heartbeat of your systems, logs as the diary entries of what's happening, and traces as the story of a request as it travels through your services.
Got it, the heartbeat, the diary, and the story. Sounds like a tech soap opera.
It kind of is. Now, implementing a strategy starts with defining what healthy looks like for your system. For an e-commerce platform, for example, that might mean tracking the checkout success rate or API latency under load.
Makes sense. Keep an eye on what keeps the business running. But how do you actually start collecting all this data?
Well, let's take Python services as an example. You'd use something like the OpenTelemetry SDK to instrument your code, adding measurement points to track things like checkout requests. Then, tools like Prometheus can scrape these metrics, which you can visualize in Grafana.
So Prometheus is like the collector and Grafana is the artist making it all pretty and understandable.
Precisely. And then there's alerting, defining thresholds that when crossed, trigger notifications. This ensures you respond quickly to issues before they impact users.
Okay, so we've got our heartbeat monitored, diary entries logged, and our tech soap opera story traced. We're collecting and making sense of it all. Sounds foolproof.
Well, there's always room for error. Alert fatigue from too many false alarms, missing context in alerts, or even just collecting too much data and overwhelming your systems.
Ah, the plot thickens in our soap opera. How do you avoid these pitfalls?
Focus on actionable alerts, include comprehensive diagnostic data, and really hone in on those key service-level indicators that matter to your business. Also, embrace the continuous iteration of your monitoring setup. As your systems grow, so will your monitoring needs.
Sounds like a journey rather than a one-time setup. Any final tips for our listeners embarking on building their modern monitoring strategy?
Start simple. Focus on what directly impacts your business and build incrementally. And don't forget about security and scalability considerations. Oh, and test your monitoring system just like you would any other piece of software.
Test, secure, and keep it relevant. Got it? Well, that's a wrap on today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Alex, thanks for breaking down the ins and outs of a modern monitoring strategy.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech universe. Until next time, keep those systems healthy and those alerts actionable.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the next bite.